How are we able to perceive spirit? Imagine feeling your way through a dark forest. In order to perceive a shape, a spirit, we must be able to touch it. The clarity and depth to which we can touch another's spirit is a measure of the degree to which we share identity. I touch other humans, and if I know myself deeply as human, I will deeply perceive the humanity in others. I touch other physical things in our physical world, table and chair, and I can touch them because I too am a physical being made of physical matter. Good zookeepers and horse riders, deer trackers, animal communicators, how do they do it? They become one with the animal that they're tracking. They know themselves to be animals. They find that common ground, that common edge, and so they are able to touch and communicate deeply. Why are actors and actresses notorious, some, not all, for being angsty, conflicted, and dramatic? Sorry. Because they share identity with the spirit of drama itself. So life is a stage. Why do some people develop the ability to see the dead after a near-death experience or after someone close to them passes? Because after such experiences, death shapes our identity, and so we share a common trait with the spirits of the dead, and thus we become able to perceive them. Now, I look forward to sharing with y'all in much greater depth how what we perceive is processed through our physical senses, how it is that some folks have visions and others have all the hair stand up on the back of their neck when they're in the presence of spirit, and how to develop these sensations or visions into meaningful communication. But it starts as simple as this. We are all comprised of many identities, and each identity is a hand feeling into the dark, able to touch its own kind. You might find spirit workers for this reason a bit obsessed with the shadows and with the dark. It doesn't mean we all prefer to wear dark colors and keep black cats. All cats are beautiful. It's not an obsession with literal shadows. It means that we're obsessed with expanding our perception into the unknown and previously unknowable. We're obsessed with knowing our own identity more deeply, more diversely, so that we might grow more hands with which to reach into the unknown. At a not insignificant risk to our sanity, we reach inwards and outwards to the very core and the very edge of the known universe. And having reached the edge, we are unsatisfied. So we push. We push our universe, our perspective, to stretch, to get even bigger. We enjoy diverse communities because we have found our own inner world and our own identity to be diverse. Ready for the recap?